this segment, we're going to take a very brief look at the history of the celebration of Mass. The Eucharist is the mystery of Jesus' presence with and for his community, the Church. It is the mystery of faith which the Church down through the ages has continuously unfolded. Our understanding and appreciation of the Eucharist can be deepened by an understanding of the Church's constant search from apostolic times to the present for the full meaning of this great mystery. In the New Testament, we see the breaking of the bread in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 through 46. This is at that time celebrated in private homes, as we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 46, in Acts chapter 20, verse 8, and in the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 19. The Eucharistic service included instruction, homilies, prayers, and the breaking of the bread, as we read in Acts chapter 14, verse 22, chapter 15, verse 32, chapter 20, verse 7, and in verse 11 of the 20th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. The focus of these celebrations was in the remembering. They were remembering that on the night before he died, Jesus, according to the Jewish custom, shared bread and wine with his apostles and identified himself with the bread and wine. This event is recorded in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 25, in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verses 19 through 20, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 22 through 24, and in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. More specific details become available at the end of the first century. The community grew. The need for a more formal service for the celebration of the Eucharist arose so that the tradition passed on by the apostles might be preserved. After the New Testament, three main documents are important to the history of the Eucharist. The first is the Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles. This document comes from the end of the first century or the beginning of the second century. It shows a definite link between Jewish liturgical prayers and early Christian prayers of thanksgiving. The second document is the Apology of St. Justin Martyr from around the year 150. This document provides an outline of the structure of the early Mass. Scripture readings, a homily or sermon, common prayers, a kiss of peace, presentation of gifts, Eucharistic prayer with a congregational Amen, and the distribution of communion. The third document is the Apostolic Tradition of St. Hippolytus. This work contains an explicit form of a Eucharistic prayer. In fact, it is the model for our present-day Eucharistic prayer number 2. Up to this point, the Eucharistic prayers were still somewhat flexible and left up to the discretion of the person presiding. Later developments, specifically from the time of Constantine to the Council of Trent, reveal a lot of movement from these early days. By 370, the Mass was still in simple form with a diversity of forms of celebration. Mass was primarily a Sunday event, and people would take the Eucharist home for personal use and for distribution to the sick. As Christianity spread, the liturgy became somewhat impersonal and passive, and eventually distant from communion. By 400, the Council of Toledo had to emphasize the importance of regularly attending the Eucharist, and by 450, the canon of the Mass, the Eucharistic prayer, became more established. By the 8th century, under the influence of Charlemagne, attempts were made at standardizing liturgical practice, largely due to the Dark Ages and the emphasis on Christ's divinity. By the 14th century, the Mass had become more the action of the priest than of the community. The awareness of the Mass as a memorial of the Last Supper meal eventually diminished, and the emphasis of the celebration shifted from meal to sacrifice. The focal point became adoration during the elevation, and communion became less important. The Council of Trent from 1545 to 1563 responded to the 16th century Reformation with the Roman Missal of 1570, which fixed the rites of the Mass for almost four centuries. During the 20th century, this rigidity began to be lessened with Mass books written in the language of the people being made available. Pope St. Pius X, who reigned from 1903 to 1914, encouraged frequent reception of the Eucharist, and then the Dialogue Mass appeared. Pope Pius XII, who was Pope from 1939 to 1958, encouraged the liturgical movement. He reformed the Holy Week services in 1955. He also relaxed the regulations for the Eucharistic fast. Then Vatican II came along, 1962 to 1965, and set into full swing the contemporary renewal of the liturgy.